sports. We can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. Mwamoyo Hoops Hamza, the Voice of America's Swahili Service Chief, returns this evening for more NBA hoops talk. But first, a few NBA headlines. Two stars with ties to Africa, Giannis Antetokounmpo of the Milwaukee Bucks and Joel Embiid of the Philadelphia 76ers, combined to score 92 points when they faced each other Sunday, but they both sat out their games Tuesday night. Antetokounmpo was a top candidate for the league's Most Valuable Player Award. He scored a career-high 52 points Sunday in a 130-125 loss to Joel Embiid and Philadelphia. But Giannis also sprained his right ankle in that game after colliding with Embiid on a drive to the basket in the third quarter. Without Antetokounmpo, the Bucks still beat the visiting Los Angeles Lakers Tuesday night, 115-101. LeBron James didn't play for the Lakers because of a sore left groin, the same injury that caused LeBron to miss a career-high 17 consecutive games earlier this season. With that win, Milwaukee improved its NBA best record to 53 victories and 18 defeats. Meanwhile, Philadelphia rested Joel Embiid in their 118-114 road victory over the Charlotte Hornets. The AP's Brett McMillan reports from Charlotte, North Carolina.
The Philadelphia 76ers kept their hold on third in the East with a 118-114 win over Charlotte. J.J. Redick was huge in the first half for Brett Brown's Sixers, scoring 21 of his 27 points.
As everybody knows, you know, we've had tough games, and so we needed that. And I think that him sort of jump-starting some things is what he has the ability to do.
Redick added 10 rebounds. The game was tied with a minute and a half left when Jimmy Butler hit a three to put Philly up for good. The Hornets had a chance to tie the game with seconds remaining, but Jeremy Lamb couldn't get a driving layup to fall. The Sixers were led by Ben Simmons. He had 28. Brett McMillan, Charlotte.
Thanks, Brett. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Joining us once again on the show is Mwamoyo Hoops Hamza, the VOA Swahili Service Chief. Sporty greetings, Mwamoyo.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Always a pleasure to be here.
Always great to have you back in the studio, Mwamoyo. We're talking about Joel Embiid. He didn't play for the 76ers last night. Giannis Antetokounmpo didn't play for the Bucks, but maybe they're resting them, getting them ready for the playoffs?
I think that's what's happening. They are resting them for the playoffs. They want them to be healthy. These are two big players. And, we have had a number of African players who dominate the NBA, you know, over the years. Dikembe Mutombo, Hakeem Olajuwon, Manu Thibault, if you go further back. But we have never had two players who have African origins who are dominating the game at the same time. And these, as you we have said before, Embiid is from Cameroon. Antetokounmpo, born in Greece, of
his parents
Nigerian,
are from
Nigerian parents. So, and as you said, they came face to face on Sunday. This was a marquee game, and they
great
all
game.
Showed up. They all showed up, and you could see how powerful they are. That and this is what separates them from other big players. They are strong. They are fast. Three big steps. They are under the basket. They dunk. See, so. You know, the way they play, the way they carry their teams, they give very pivotal kind of plays in the game. So these guys are going to dominate the game. And mind you, they're very young. Antetokounmpo is 24 years old. Embiid is 25. So you can imagine.
Bright
you know,
future.
Yeah, very bright future. You know, if they are healthy, you know, you're likely to have these players dominating the NBA for many years to come.
Now, Memorial, I know a few weeks ago you were picking James Harden to repeat as the most valuable player, but the Bucks, best record in the NBA. You got to tell me, you got to go for Giannis now as the MVP.
I think I've changed my mind. No, you're right. Because, going into the second half of the season, Houston Rockets were not playing very well. And then James Harden stepped up his game. And he went on this 30, you know, points game. And it was like 25 games in a row. So he was playing very well. And he was most likely becoming MVP again. But Giannis is just putting his signature on the NBA, and this is the time I think he's going to get it.
Well, we're rapidly approaching the NBA playoffs, Memorial. Take a look at what the picture looks like for the playoffs right now.
Now, 24 days until the playoffs, and the picture gets clearer with each day. Okay, let's look at the Western Conference. If the playoffs are played today, Golden State Warriors will play LA Clippers, Denver and Utah, Houston against OKC. This is a very problematic game for both teams. They would like to avoid each other. Portland will play Spurs. Now, LA Lakers increasingly are sliding out of the playoffs. Remember last week we were talking about they have a chance. They have a chance. But now it looks like they are, getting out of the picture. They have lost their last four games. And Kings and Minnesota have also faint hopes of making it into the playoffs. When you come to the Eastern Conference, you have Milwaukee Bucks, Antetokounmpo against Miami, Toronto, Brooklyn Nets, Philadelphia, Detroit, Indiana, Boston. This is another problematic match. Both teams would like to avoid each other. Orlando Magic are only 1.5 game from tying with Miami on the number 8 spot. Wizards, your beloved Wizards.
I don't think they're going to make the playoffs.
They are completely out of...
Boom.
And so is Charlotte Hornets, unless some miracle happens. But tonight, there are two games which are very, very, important games. Boston Celtics are playing Philadelphia 76ers. With a win tonight, Boston could move to the number 4 spot and gain home court advantage against Indiana Pacers.
Mm.
That's very important. Toronto Raptors are playing Oklahoma City Thunder. This game is more important to OKC because they need to win this game and win a few more games and keep themselves at a spot where they can avoid meeting Houston Rockets in the first round.
I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. I'm talking with Memoyo Hoops Hamza about NBA hoops. What about sleeper teams, Memoyo? Teams that we might not be paying attention to right now, but they could be in the playoffs.
Sleeper teams, they're actually already in the playoffs. On the Eastern Conference, you're talking about Brooklyn Nets. I mean, this is a team with no stars. It's like a journeyman team, workhorses, players who are really working hard trying to make their name on the NBA. And, last night, they came back from a 25 points in the fourth quarter.
Wow.
25 points down.
What a
and
comeback.
And they won that game against Kings, Sacramento Kings. So they're already in the playoffs now. And, the way they're playing, they're likely to, I don't know if they'll get out of the first round, but they will be in their playoffs. When you go to the Western Conference, San Antonio Spurs, now we know it's a big team.
Hottest team right now.
Well coached, yeah, well coached. Five-time champion, I think. But they started the season very slowly because they had, players, Manu Ginobili retiring, Tony Parker, Kawhi Leonard, and Green leaving to other teams. So they had kind of to start over all over again. They got Aldridge, they got Patty Mills, but they have been playing very well. They are on a 9-game winning streak, including a win against Golden State Warriors. So these are sleeper teams who are making a run into the playoffs, and they're likely to do good.
I think San Antonio's 9-game winning streak, it really speaks to Greg Popovich and what a great coach he is.
You could easily say, and you could say this every year, that it's the best coach team in the NBA.
Well, it's not just the NBA right now, Memorial. We're in March, and that's a month that college basketball fans like to say March Madness. the U.S. Collegiate Men's Basketball Championship Tournament. Talk about that.
March Madness. This is the time when we kind of forget about, you know, the NBA, you know, for a few weeks.
Just for a little while.
Like, yeah, you know, let them play. We know who's going into the playoffs, but let's look at the college boys. I mean, these guys, they work so hard, and most of the NBA players, they play in the college ball, and this is where they show, you know, who they are. Now, the tournament kicks off tomorrow, March 21st, with first round matches, and Friday, second round matches, 23rd and 24th, the final four on April 6th, and the final game, April 8th. Now, the big teams, you know, they're
top
all
seeds.
In there. Yeah, top seeds, you know, Duke, Maryland, LSU, Louisville, Michigan State, Gonzaga, Syracuse, Baylor, Florida. All these are teams that have been, you know, playing well in the NCAA tournament. Virginia, Oklahoma, North Carolina, you know, has won so many times. Kansas State, Kentucky, Villanova, they are all in. So this is going to be a very good tournament. And the beauty of the NCAA tournament is every year you have new players, you know, new guys, young men, and women. Don't forget, you know.
They have their own championship.
They have their own
tournament.
And sometimes, I will tell you, I get more excited watching, you know, women's tournament than the men's tournament. I mean, you can see how hard they play and how skilled they are. So this is going to be a very good period. And we're going to forget about the NBA for a few days.
Well, one last shout-out, Memorial. I mentioned Greg Popovich being such a great coach for the Spurs. Mike Krzyzewski with Duke University. He's already in the Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame, and he might even win more accolades, as you know, because he doesn't look like he's stopping anytime soon. I mean, this guy has collected all kind of records in college ball, and there's nothing much you can say about him.
Thanks, Mamoyo. That's the voice of America's Swahili service chief, Mamoyo Hoops Hamza. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. It's time to climb between the ropes once again with our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moeta. Good evening, Namdi.
And a good evening, Sonny.
Namdi, I know we've had quite a few laughs over the years on the Sunny Side of Sports as we talk about the latest goings-on in the fight game, but I do want to begin on a somber note this evening. Deepest condolences after you lost your brother Eugene recently. I know that must have been really tough, Namdi. Can you share a few memories about Eugene for our listeners?
Son, it's been a very painful time for our family in Asaba, in Lagos, and in Jos. Eugene was born in Jos, and we moved to Lagos, and a very hard-working family man, loving. And he went on a trip back home to Nigeria, and 2 weeks after that, he came back, and he suddenly passed. We're still in shock. And like we say in Igbo land, Onyinkim, Wokim, Sasachuku, Maifemegi, which means my brother, only God knows what happened to you.
Namdi, I'm guessing Eugene was proud of all the work you've done over the years. Was he a fight fan?
Oh, Sonny, a big fight fan, one of my biggest supporters, man. Before I put on the show, I will run the numbers with him. He will calculate. Even my music shows, the festival shows, my go-to guy is always there in my corner. So I'm missing a very big part of me and been crying, man.
Well, rest in peace, Eugene. You will be remembered fondly. And let's talk some more boxing, Namdi. Let's start with the big boys. Deontay Wilder has lined up his next fight against Dominic Brazil on May 18th at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York City. The two fighters did speak to the media. Let's hear what they had to say. First, WBC heavyweight champion Deontay Wilder. He sure sounds excited about this fight.
This title versus everything from this probably going to be number one because of the feeling. If I label excitement, of course it was the fear. I was more excited than I've ever been in my career because of the situation and the position that I was in. This right here going to top everything. because of my intensity. I'm flamed up. I'm hyped without even having to get hyped. My mindset is already in camp. I'm already on the heavy bag in my mind right now. I mean, we can say we're in a virtual reality. I'm just doing an interview. But in my mindset, I'm hitting the bag. I'm working out, man. I've been getting up 2-3 o'clock in the morning, going downstairs in my house, welding it out. It's a new time, a new era for Deontay Wilder.
Sonny, Deontay Wilder sounds like he's ready to fight tonight. He better be ready because one clean punch from Dominic Brazil will pull all the money on the table out of the window. So, and you know how he swings widely? And Brazil is not a bad heavyweight, you know. And moreover, one punch can change a whole picture. So he better have his defense tight, and he better be prepared. This is not a Tyson Fury fight that will make him get up and hype him up. He may look at Brazil like a walkover, a pushover, or a B-class heavyweight. He may be in for a big shocker come May 18th at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn.
Namdi, I had forgotten that Brazil had a title shot in 2016 against Anthony Joshua. Brazil mentioned that and how it compares to his upcoming fight against Wilder. Let's listen to what he had to say.
It was a big learning lesson, the Joshua fight. That was my first title shot. This is going to be the title shot, though. I'm fighting for the WBC title, and I understand I'm fighting a guy that's crazy. You know, he just doesn't do anything traditional. He doesn't throw the right proper punches. At the same time, I still can't see why and how he's been the champ for so long. But, you know, when you get an individual, this is the first time he's had to stare across the ring from a guy just as tall as him, heavier than him, more athletic than him, strong, and with the same amateur pedigree, man. He was a 2008 Olympian. I'm a 2012 U.S. Olympian. It's going to be a boxing match. It's going to be a lot more traditional boxing from my side of things. Hopefully he doesn't bring that circus act May 18th, but at the same time, I'm going to give the fans what they want to see.
I think Brazil said it's kind of like a circus act when you fight Wilder, Namdi. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, well, with his bomb squad crew, they're screaming, bomb squad, you know. But that's part of show business. You know, you got to have that swagger. Deontay Wilder has it, you know. But again, going back to the fight with Anthony Joshua and Dominic Brazil, Deontay Wilder is no Anthony Joshua, you know. Anthony Joshua can bang, and Anthony Joshua has defense, you know. So I remember that fight was in the early stage for Anthony Joshua. So Deontay Wilder better be ready, because all this screaming of bomb squad and threatening before the fight and press conference. Dominic Brazil is 6'7". Deontay Wilder is 6'7". Go back and look at the last time Deontay Wilder fought a tall, lanky heavyweight. Tyson Fury. What happened? He was unable to adjust. He was lucky to escape from Staples Center with a draw with those two knockdowns. If you go back and look at all the people he knocked out, those are small heavyweight. He was way taller. He can impose his power. But now you're looking at a very strong, rugged heavyweight, 6'7", just like you. He may be in for a rough night. Don't forget, these two guys are what we call knockout artists. Between these two guys, they have a total of 57 knockouts, you know, which means they can drop a bomb on you anytime. They can knock out a cow, So definitely May 18, you're guaranteed a knockout. Somebody will be laid out flat in the ring and the referee will be out there counting. So look for a knockout May 18. No 12-round decision at all.
Deontay Wilder still under contract with Showtime. But ahead of that news conference, there was speculation that he might take a big offer from DAZN, Namdi. Talk about that.
Well, they had a sit-down with the DAZN officials last week. Two deals that were put on table, a 3-fight deal for $100 million and a 4-fight deal for $120 million, Sonny. $20 million to fight Brazil, $40 million to fight AJ in America, $20 million to just fight any heavyweights after the first AJ fight, followed by a rematch with AJ in the UK for another $40 million, Sonny. When you add it all up, Sonny, we're looking at some crazy paper, like we say in Hollywood, $120 million for 4 fights.
Why did Wilder turn down all that crazy paper?
Sonny, also remember, This 100 million and 120 million, it comes with strings attached. When you walk away from this money, people look and say, oh, he's running away from Anthony Joshua because this deal will lock him in to fight Anthony Joshua. But no, this is the business side of boxing, Sonny. When two men clash in the ring, there's a lot of fights that have already happened outside the ring before the main fight inside the ring. So he turned it down because Showtime and Al Haymon, they did all the heavy lifting for Deontay Wilder. They built him up, gave him all these easy fights, knock out all his bumps, put him in a position to make all this money. If he walks away from Showtime and Al Haymon right now, then the question becomes, will this dude be loyal in the future? So it comes down to loyalty, Sonny. And it comes down to making his own money, ability to cut deals on his own and on his own terms.
What's been the reaction among fight fans, Namdi, to Wilder's decision?
Fight fans have been very brutal, Sonny. They were not happy at all, you know. They called him all kinds of names. They called him a coward. They said he's running away from the big fights. Fight fans just don't understand the business side of this game. Maybe in the future when we look at it, go back and look at the way Floyd Mayweather walked away from Top Rank and Bob Arum. He bought Bob Arum out. He gave him $700,000 those days. Look at how much Floyd Mayweather is worth today. You got to make some very intelligent business decisions so that in the future you can still be sitting on your stash of dollars.
Thanks, Namdi. That's our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Mueta. And we'll hear more hard-hitting boxing commentary from Namdi later this week. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Namdi talked about sitting on a stash of dollars. Well, you can bet Los Angeles Angels baseball outfielder Mike Trout is sitting on a very big stash of dollars. Mike Trout has reportedly hooked the biggest contract in North American sports history, as we hear now from the AP's Shelley Adler.
Move over, Bryce Harper. A person familiar with the negotiations tells the AP that Mike Trout and the Los Angeles Angels are close to finalizing a 12-year deal worth $432 million. That would shatter the record for the largest deal in North American sports history. Not only would Trout's deal top the 12-year contract between Harper and the Phillies worth $330 million, Trout's $3 million average annual value would surpass Zach Greinke's $34.4 million in a six-year deal with Arizona. I'm Shelley Adler.
Thanks, Shelley. $432 million for Mike Trout. The 27-year-old Trout has generally been considered the best player in Major League Baseball since early in his career, a career that so far has produced two American League Most Valuable Player awards, seven All-Star appearances, and six Silver Slugger awards. Mike Trout, the highest-paid athlete in North American sports history. I encourage our Voice of America listeners to follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. And my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. Once again, my Twitter handle, @VOA Sunny Sports. If you go to my Facebook page, you'll see a nice action photo from Associated Press photographer Tony Gutierrez. Tony shows Dallas Mavericks star Dirk Nowitzki hitting one of his trademark fadeaway jumpers against the New Orleans Pelicans earlier this week. With that basket, Nowitzki became the NBA's sixth all-time leading scorer. Dirk Nowitzki, this is expected to be his final season in the NBA. And that wraps up the March 20th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Rob McLean. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.
I get it.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, the West perpetually talks about its democratic values, self-determination, and freedoms. Can these concepts become realities in Africa? Discussing freedom of expression on the continent on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Bungani in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We'd love to have you on board. This is Upfront on The Voice of America.
Listen, we need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now, this is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
It's Upfront Wednesdays at 17:30 UTC
right here on VOA Africa.
Want to relax, unwind, or charge up? Then listen to Music Time in Africa this weekend. It'll do all that for you and more. I'm Heather Maxwell. I know good music, and Africa is my passion. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for 1 hour of commercial-free Pan-African music of the highest caliber. You get great music, music news, and amazing artist interviews from rising stars to superstars. This listen will take you places. So do it. Join me for Music Time in Africa, your weekend destination.
This is Science in a Minute.
A group of scientists led by Johan Brox, an associate professor at the Australian National University, recently studied some fat molecules they had found on an ancient fossil. They say their studies provided evidence that allowed them to identify the fossil animal as a Dickinsonia and that it is the earliest known animal in the geological record. The scientists say the creature lived on Earth about 558 million years ago, which was about 20 million years before the so-called Cambrian explosion of modern animal life. Brox described this event as a time when complex animals and other life forms, like mollusks, worms, sponges, and arthropods, took over the fossil record. Brox and his colleagues described this primitive animal as being oval-shaped with rib-like structures along its body and measuring about 1.4 meters in length. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Hello, this is Peter Clotty, host of Nightline Africa. Please join us every Saturday and Sunday at 16 and 18 hours UTC. Nightline Africa is VOA's Africa's weekend show that provides news, features, and entertainment news about Africa and the world. Tune in. You will be glad you did. I guarantee it.
On Press Conference USA, host Rebecca Ward and VOA's Philip Alexiou speak with William R. Kerr, a professor at Harvard University's School of Business, about the H-1B visa program. Professor Kerr is the author of a book on the subject. He believes the United States needs to attract skilled science and technology professionals to continue its leading role in high-tech industries. Listen Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
VOA's Learning English is available online at learningenglish.voanews.com. Check out our programs, such as Let's Learn English, English in a Minute, Everyday Grammar, and many more. VOA's Learning English, your reliable source for learning English.
When news breaks, VOA Africa is there, bringing you news as it happens. Listen to Africa News Tonight, Monday through Friday at 1600 and 1800 UTC. And our five-minute newscasts come to you at the top of each hour. VOA Africa, your trusted source of information.
This is VOA News.